Test 7. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You'll hear two friends talking. Now look at questions 1 and 2. How did your riding weekend with Annie go, Karen?
Well, it was a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest. My riding's a bit shaky, to say the least, and it had been years since I'd been on a horse. But I thought it would be worth it to do a bit of mother-daughter bonding.
Annie is quite proficient on a horse, isn't she?
Yes. Well, she's had a lot of lessons with a good friend of mine who is an instructor. In fact, I should have had a few myself before going on the weekend trip. By the time we arrived at the stables, I was beginning to doubt whether the whole thing was a good idea. Annie had been happily telling me horror stories of riding accidents that she knew about, but I thought I'd got that far and I'd stick with it. Unfortunately, I was worse than I thought, and I've really felt like the class dunce. I spent the whole weekend with a group of 7-year-olds, while Annie had a whale of a time in the adult group. So much for our bonding weekend.
Now you will hear the recording again. How did your riding weekend with Annie go, Karen?
Well, it was a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest. My riding's a bit shaky, to say the least, and it had been years since I'd been on a horse. But I thought it would be worth it to do a bit of mother-daughter bonding.
Annie is quite proficient on a horse, isn't she?
Yes. Well, she's had a lot of lessons with a good friend of mine who is an instructor. In fact, I should have had a few myself before going on the weekend trip. By the time we arrived at the stables, I was beginning to doubt whether the whole thing was a good idea. Annie had been happily telling me horror stories of riding accidents that she knew about, but I thought I'd got that far and I'd stick with it. Unfortunately, I was worse than I thought, and I've really felt like the class dunce. I spent the whole weekend with a group of 7-year-olds, while Annie had a whale of a time in the adult group. So much for our bonding weekend.
Extract 2. You will hear part of an interview with an actor about how he tries to keep fit. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Now, Bob, you lead a hectic life. How do you keep on top of everything without getting too run down?
Well, I have to make a real effort to keep in reasonable shape because I do have a lot of work on. If you aren't fairly fit, it affects everything you do. I hate jogging, especially as it rains so much in this country, and I'd miss so many mornings by hiding in bed instead of getting up for a run. So I go to the gym. It's not my favourite pastime, but it's a necessary evil.
So have you joined half of the population by making a New Year's resolution to keep fit?
I don't really believe in New Year resolutions myself, but anything that spurs people on to improve their life in some way has to be a good thing. It would be good if more people gave themselves a fighting chance, though, and didn't give up so easily.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Now, Bob, you lead a hectic life. How do you keep on top of everything without getting too run down?
Well, I have to make a real effort to keep in reasonable shape, because I do have a lot of work on. If you aren't fairly fit, it affects everything you do. I hate jogging, especially as it rains so much in this country, and I'd miss so many mornings by hiding in bed instead of getting up for a run. So I go to the gym. It's not my favourite pastime, but it's a necessary evil.
So have you joined half of the population by making a New Year's resolution to keep fit?
I don't really believe in New Year resolutions myself, but anything that spurs people on to improve their life in some way has to be a good thing. It would be good if more people gave themselves a fighting chance, though, and didn't give up so easily.
Extract 3. You will hear two people talking about a new activity they have taken up. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Hi, George. How did the skating go? Well, you know, I decided to take little Susan skating because I'd found my old skates while I was clearing out the loft. We hired a pair for Susan to wear, and I was dying to see if I still had what it takes. Actually, although I say so myself, I was quite good.
Well, I went to my first line dancing class on Saturday, and it was great fun. I'd expected a lot of people to be wearing cowboy hats, and of course it was nothing like that. The music was a bit old-fashioned, but boy, it was hard work. I really worked up a sweat. I'll definitely keep it up.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Hi, George. How did the skating go?
Well, you know, I decided to take little Susan skating because I'd found my old skates while I was clearing out the loft. We hired a pair for Susan to wear, and I was dying to see if I still had what it takes. Actually, although I say so myself, I was quite good.
Well, I went to my first line dancing class on Saturday, and it was great fun. I'd expected a lot of people to be wearing cowboy hats, and of course it was nothing like that. The music was a bit old-fashioned, but boy, it was hard work. I really worked up a sweat. I'll definitely keep it up.
That's the end of part 1.